Welcome back to the program. 0829-913-913 is exactly how you can get in conversation with us. Of course, we're having conversations on politics here within the Republic, but we're now going to be shifting the conversation a bit to talk about informal traders by having a conversation with the chairperson of the National Informal Traders Alliance of South Africa, that being Rashida Miller. An update, of course, we had a conversation earlier into the month in terms of the condition at the parade, but I believe there's been some urgent news that you'd like to share with us. Good morning, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and shukran so much for giving us the opportunity to share our views on your radio.
Always wonderful to host you, Mrs. Miller. And in that respect, could you give us some insight in terms of latest developments? We've seen some stories in regards to Bellville Station. Can you give us some insight in regards to what exactly is taking place?
Yes, we need to bring it to the attention of our communities, you know, that although the city of Cape Town says we work for all, they don't always do that. So what has happened currently is there are kiosks, food kiosks, that our traders are trading from in the broader Bellville Station taxi rank. So they were given notices of abolishing those kiosks. So obviously when your livelihood is going to be taken away from you, you're going to react. And it's so sad that we always react. So we immediately, I'm not only the national president, I am the chairperson of the Cape Peninsula Informal Traders Forum, where we have about 50 associations aligned to us so that we can have one voice within the city of Cape Town. So they reported it to us, asked for intervention, we wrote a document, and we were sitting in the sub-council with the city of Cape Town, the management of the station, and the sub-councillor, Mercer Plainsmith. And we know there are challenges. We accepted that, but we came to an agreement. We came to an agreement that stated they will be given alternative kiosks before demolishing. However, on Thursday, they received notice that demolishing is taking place today. Many of us, as the leaders of the different organizations, are leaving very soon to meet up there in Bellville to give solidarity and support to our comrades up there. We are not allowing the city to do this because we have it in writing. The minutes were in writing. You will be given alternative kiosks before we demolish. That is the current status, the remain of commitments and promises by the city of Cape Town.
Let's get more into those promises made by the city of Cape Town. Earlier in the month when we spoke in terms of the parade, you were mentioning in regards to constant communication that is had between your organization and the city of Cape Town. But you also mentioned that a lot of the times you feel that there isn't much communicated or much seen in terms of a clear understanding on the way forward for informal traders. I'd like to know then in terms of this situation that, of course, you're reporting in that grand scheme of communication between informal traders, their future in the city of Cape Town and in the Western Cape as a whole, with local government involved. Because you mentioned in our earlier conversation in the month that there needs to be a greater partnership to bolster the infrastructure that's available to informal traders.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a trade on the Grand Parade for in excess of 30 years. We've been promised from the one mayor to the next mayor that we will have covers. But I do believe, well, we have a meeting on the 18th, and that is again on infrastructure. Whether it's going to materialize is another story. There are huge, huge challenges when it comes to infrastructure. About a month or so ago, we had a meeting in Bishop Labors, and that chairperson, Dakira Kamar, has been requesting for maintenance of block drain for 5 years. They're not even coming out to do a simple maintenance challenge. So we are concerned that our partnership that was implemented at the time of Patricia Deneau's being done, where she said there will be an equal partnership between the City of Cape Town and the informal sector of the Cape Peninsula. But that is not really happening. I think it's just a lot of talk-ups. We are very, very angry. I think today's meeting and tomorrow the general meeting of all the leaders of the Cape Peninsula, and we might just decide that it's enough is enough and that we will take up our banners and march.
I wonder what that looks like in terms of our city centres and our local centres as well in our community. Because I think for many people, the importance of informal traders is often seen when they aren't there, especially because often at times they offer goods at a far lower cost to the consumer than the retail stores that you would see in your conventional malls. So I wonder then the future, if informal traders were to simply stop trading and march to raise awareness.
Yes, you know, we are a special needs sector, and we also provide special services. We grow like loyalty with our customers. They can come to us, and if we get to know them, they come to us and say, look, the product is 50 rand, I've only got 30 rand, can I bring the other 20 rand next week? And we trust that. We trust that, you can't do that in a shop right than a Checkers and a Pick and Pay. We have a real relationship with our customers. And I think the government does not realize, because I'm also, you know, very busy on the issue of the poison crisis. So they don't realize how huge we are and how the important role that we play. If the stats of South Africa saying 6 million people are in the informal sector, that's various sectors, whether you're a clothing manufacturer, whether you are making detergents, whether you are just selling general goods, thousands upon thousands are in the sale of fruit and veg. We are a bigger consumer of fruit and veg than the big stores, the big commercial stores. That has been proven and been told to us by farmers. So we are saying that we are not being given the correct acknowledgement. We are not being given the correct partnership by the city, because at our annual summit, Alderman Foss made a statement, I might give the wrong amount, but let's say he said, there's 400 million for the informal traders upliftment. We don't get around that 400 million. He decides, his city decides, him personally and his city decides where they came to develop. Instead of working with the sector, we have proven to them that we are organized and united. They sit with us. We have a quarterly meeting with Director Lance Freyling on the issues of the sector. But the challenges are still very hard. I tried my best over the past few days to get them to rescind, to give them an opportunity. It is festive season for, you know. Sorry, I'm getting so emotional, because the entire year traders are eating after survival. It's wind, it's rain, and we don't trade, etc. But this 2 months, November, December, we try to do catch up. We try to give our families a good festive season, a beautiful Christmas, and this happens to traders that's historically on the mobile station? No, man. We cannot. Me, as a leader of the sector in Cape Town as well, I cannot sit back. So today we are going to form a human circle around the kiosks, and we are going to address the matter that we are not going to tolerate this.